you're gonna go broke just trying to buy all. You guys really have two options. Like, it's huge to start with.
Yeah.
Okay,
gotcha. Camera, we didn't know how to use it.
Yeah, you have your ISO off, I know.
Yeah, so we're getting better at it now.
Yep, not a kid, but you don't have any light. Do you have light shining on? I mean,
No, there's just natural lighting here in the office. Hey, Frank, hold on. Hey, guys, by the way, you gotta have coaches in your life, right? And so this is, this is a conversation I'm having with another coach that I added to the team, which would make it essentially four coaches. How some of us have the audacity to think that we're in business or that we're trying to make money or that we're trying to change our lives and not have a minimum of one person at least speaking to you and guiding you and showing you. It's a clear indication that your ego is in the way and you genuinely do not understand the principles of success, which are find someone who knows how to do what you want to do, pick their brain, pay them whatever the damn it costs to get that knowledge, and then go out and repeat the process.
Guys,
I don't understand that. So
lucky working for a guy like Danny.
Well, you know,
I mean, the results speak for themselves. I mean, you're getting, look, come on.
Yeah.
How do I tell you you can get 2,200 clicks for that fee?
Your account verified to my website, you'll see an email. Get in the YouTube account and try to do whatever he needs.
Okay, that.
All right, let's go. So one of the things that we're doing, guys, is I thought I'd do a little bit more of bringing you guys along in the journey, showing you what we do on a day-to-day basis. And I think what you just saw was very interesting, because you gotta remember that no matter how big you get in business, no matter where you're at in business, the number one thing you gotta do is find someone to coach you and guide you. And I personally don't know how to live or exist with only one coach. I typically have three or four going on all at the same time. So, you got the keys? Cool. Let me just pull a Valdro. There's stuff back here. So this is my brother, don't mind him. He's still learning how to operate his new car. Can you roll down the window? Oh, there he goes, is it? Okay, so we're gonna meet there.
Oh, you want to? Yeah, that's fine.
I'm gonna follow you.
Yeah, that's good.
Cause I don't know where I'm going.
That's cool.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's go.
No, I'm not. I'm actually going there, and then I am going to the house to film the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. All right.
Okay. Hey, I'm trying to use. I'm trying to use my pods right now, but I don't know how to use these damn things. First time using the pods. My ego had a story about them, saying that they were going to fall out, and saying that they were going to get lost, and you know all the stupid shit that the ego says. And then, but I noticed a lot of people using them and I thought it was a great idea. And then my beautiful niece Taylin got them for me for my birthday. So kind of got to use them now, right? So first time using the pods, let me check this out. We're going to do a little coaching call with my man Cirilo.
The coffee, you just went live with him.
Right.
And how disciplined are we with our money? How long can we hold the money in our pocket?
Right.
Some people probably got it only showing up, but I saw it like, man, yeah, how long can I have $1,000 in my pocket?
Yeah.
And for me, in one day, 2 days, I could literally just blow it, unfortunately, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how long can I hold a certain amount of money in my pocket without blowing it and with having the discipline? So that was huge for me.
Think that needs to be a definite goal. Let me tell you why, Cirilo, because how many people do you know that have that much money in the bank? Bingo. And so then what starts happening, my man, is you start defining what winning is in different areas, and you start stretching what winning means to you. Make sense? You know, you posted something about this on Facebook the other day. You know, the pool, most people think, okay, it's a pool, yeah, whatever. But like to me, I was that kid that grew up breaking into the pool at the local high school. And I'm gonna do a better job at showing you literally what the day looks like on a daily basis. By the way, we're on our way right now to Sandy Hernandez's office. She's one of our great team leaders, and I'm gonna give the entire team a coaching session. I was on the phone with essentially what equates to my fourth coach. Arrogance is the enemy of success. And for as long as you guys will be around me, you'll see my absolute hunger my absolute desire for learning. I have and pay for 4 different coaches right now because quite frankly, there's a lot that I want to accomplish. The more you want to accomplish, the more accountability, the more coaching you need. And so that's why I mentioned that literally mid-video back there. Cool, because Sandy and her team, I don't know if you can get a shot of that. That's the Bel Air swap meet right there, because I started my career at the swap meet, so this is just kind of cool. This is really cool.
Yeah. Live it up, live it up, live it up.
Choice number one, I want you to write down belief, is gonna generate for him $100,000 in additional income just because of the lesson he learned from that $2,000 he invested. But let's do a little be real. Do these people down here want to invest in themselves, yes or no? No, because they don't make any money, and since they don't make any money, what do they want to do? They want to hold on to every little fucking penny they have. You live in the United States of America. I'm telling you guys, if nobody has ever told you, you can earn and become whoever you want to become. You can live how you want to live. You can go watch a movie and go look at all the famous people, and you can go look at them and how they live a life of their dreams, and guess what? You can become that person. There's nothing stopping you. Nothing stopping you. High fives everybody. High fives everybody. High fives. So that was cool. That was one of our offices. It's kind of interesting the way that happens. I have a deep passion for helping people to break through mentally, because we think so much garbage, you know, we think so much. It's funny the way the mind works, but we think always in what's not possible, and the reason why it's not possible. I just have a passion for helping people to understand what really is possible, and so you kind of got a little taste of that, so hopefully you enjoyed that. Fingers on my side, girl, you look mighty fine. Won't you rub your fingers on my side? Alright, so we just finished lunch and we're back here getting ready for my monthly satellite office call. Essentially what that means is we got a bunch of people that essentially are a part of our company, but they aren't necessarily a part of one of our main offices, but want to be a part of the growing, want to be a part of all the lessons. So I do a special call just to coach all of them and make sure that they're growing at the levels that they should be growing at. So we had a couple of other people. Yeah. Hey, Dahlia, what's up? How are you? Oh, that's okay. No problem. Who else do we have on the call? Frank, how you feeling, my man? Okay. There is something in your life that is allowing you to not have to put in the work. That's what you gotta realize. Because you see, it's one thing to go to seminars, it's one thing to watch videos, it's one thing to read the books, it's one thing to even go out and have the audacity to acknowledge the fact that you're not putting in the work and you're not doing what you have to do. But it's another thing for you to really take a deep look at what this is really all about, because you go to the seminars, you go to the classes, you read the books, so that is work. That's work, right? That's work in education. What you're missing is the work in action. This is Danny Morrell. We are live. We're here in the backyard right now, hanging out with my buddy, Jesse Rodriguez.
What's up, everybody?
If you don't know who Jesse is, go look him up. He's the star of HGTV's Vintage Flip. Even though we're lying that you're leaving. So just got done with the show, with the taping. How'd you feel about that?
It was great, man. It was
fun. Well, you're like a natural because you're on TV and stuff, right?
I'm definitely not scared to talk anymore.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
huh?
It's just go with it, right?
I love it. I love it. So any last minute tips for the audience that's watching?
Man, don't give up. Work hard. Wake up every day. If you're, if you're not in it, your mind's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Do like a reset. You know, no matter how bad it is, it's always going to get better.
That's right.
And just don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, because when times are the toughest, that's when like you'll find out who you really
that's
are.
That's when you find out what you're made of.
So
absolutely.
Brother, stuff,
dude. Thank you, man.
Dude, thank you, man. Okay.